George Allen calls the law a government takeover of the healthcare system.
I want to be the deciding vote to repeal Obamacare and replace it with more patient-centered approaches where individuals are in control of their health insurance and health benefits that they may get rather than government bureaucracies. I trust people and put people in charge with quality, affordable, and portable health care options like personalized health savings accounts where people can take that insurance from job to job with them. And I believe the solution to improving our health care system is not more government, it's more freedom.
Tim Kaine says there are many reasons why the health care law has improved conditions for consumers.
About 63,000 youngsters in Virginia who are in that immediate post-college 21 to 26-year-old age range are covered on their family's insurance plans because of the Affordable Care Act who wouldn't have been before. Nearly 800,000 Virginia seniors have received free preventive care through Medicare because of the Affordable Care Act. Across the country, about 4 million small businesses are eligible for tax credits to buy health insurance for their employees. And some of the most egregious abuses of insurance companies, turning people down for pre-existing condition, especially children, ending policies based on rescission of, oh, you didn't fill in the form right, now we're not going to cover you even though you've paid your premiums. Those abuses are curbed. Those are reasons why I would oppose efforts to just repeal.
Allen disputes this.
Tim Kaine obviously is not paying attention or listening to what I hear from small businesses because this healthcare monstrosity has become one of the biggest impediments to job creation today. Healthcare costs are on the rise. Taxes have been increased. Small businesses, in fact, are the ones who are getting saddled with burdensome fees and penalties and mandates. The better approach to take would be to allow for small businesses and individuals get the same sort of tax breaks as big corporations do. And small businesses can join together or should be able to join together in risk pools. As far as the 26-year-olds being on a family policy, you don't need to take over the whole healthcare system to change that. There's much better ways of handling that. A lot of people on the pre-existing condition issue is one where people will not want to go from one job to another because they or someone in their family has some sort of illness and that won't be covered on a new policy. If men and women own their own policies and start off from a young age having that policy, they can take it with them from job to job. Plus, it builds up, the health savings account builds up through the years into a pretty nice nest egg. And unless you then have to take it out, then there goes about $5,000 out of your health savings account. But it's a much less expensive, it's much more personalized, it's quality, and you have insurance companies competing for your business rather than the government dictating it. Many businesses, especially small businesses, do not want to bring on more employees with the added costs or penalties that would be occasioned by the implementation and the mandates and dictates of Obamacare.
Kaine says the bill should be improved, not repealed.
I've been on the trail as a candidate talking to Virginians since last April 5th, and I'm not meeting anybody who says, boy, we really need to go back to what we had before this passed. It's hard for small businesses to get health care access. We need to do more work to control costs. I think the goal of the system should be health, not health care. More focus on prevention, more focus on exercise, nutrition. We don't need to force those things, but we need to make sure that we promote the right policies, because if we focus on health rather than health care, we'll get both more health and a better health care system. And then secondly, we've got to control the costs. We're spending 18% of our GDP on health care. Small businesses find it too expensive. Families find it too expensive. And I think there have to be some reforms about the way payment occurs. We pay for procedures now. We need to pay for health and healthy results and good outcomes and results. And if we do that, I think we will be healthier and we'll also save money.
The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to rule on the constitutionality of the law in June. Craig Carper, WCVE News.